8.5, it is coming up on 8.43. Happy to welcome in. I haven't seen Amy Lezikowski in like, from the 11-day power play. It's been like 2 years. I missed you last year.
I know, we missed you too.
Let me know when you're coming in. I'll change my vacation time around.
All right.
All right, we hooked up this year. By the way, I live in the town of Tonawanda. How did it take me 4 years to realize you have an office on Sheridan Drive? I could walk there from my house.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, we're right there, right by Niagara Falls Boulevard. And it's a great location for our players and volunteers to swing by right off the thruway. We love it.
I was going to say, you need some heavy lifting. You need an extra hand. Give me a call. I'll walk over.
You got it.
Help out, whatever. Let's go backwards to go forwards. Because this started as kind of definitely a personal thing for you, but really, it's turned in from something where you could set a record, the Guinness Book and all that for the 11-day power play, and it's turned into you're changing Buffalo because over the past 6 years, you've raised nearly $8.5 million, sent over 500 kids to Camp Good Days and Special Times, $5 million donated to Roswell, 200 wishes supported to Western New York families, putting smiles on faces on kids and people of all age. This has turned into changing Western New York.
It has. We have players and volunteers that really put this event on. I mean, we're here to lead it, and it's something that, you know, we clearly are not stopping, but they are the ones who are making this event happen every summer, and it's just a Buffalo community coming together.
Come on in, Mike. You can interrupt your wife. It's okay.
He always does.
I know at home you can't talk, but here it's okay. Mike Lezikowski in as well. We were just talking, Mike, how this has gone from you guys raising some money for Roswell and setting a Guinness Book record that Canada would take back and then you guys would take back, to it's just you're changing Buffalo right now.
Well, we hope so. We're hoping to change people's lives for the better. Have dealt a rough hand with cancer, that's for sure.
Let's talk about last year. Last year, because it gets a little confusing with the changing of venues. You were outdoors last year, right?
Two years ago,
outdoors at Riverworks. Last year, it was just two teams playing the whole time. I got that one right.
So in 21, that was at Riverworks. We did the world record event and a community shift on the side. That was at Riverworks. And then last year, we had back to our original community shift at Harbor Center. That was a little tough because it was a quick transition.
That's where I got confused.
Yep. And now we're back to our regular schedule, year by year. And Amy's nailing it. Got lots of players registered, lots of money coming in. So we're back to our standard community shift flagship event.
Just in case everybody gets confused by me, it's 11daypowerplay.com. Your website is tremendous. Whoever does your video work, your audio work, props to them. Tell us what the goal is this year for June 21st to July 1st. Are you still in need of teams, still in need of volunteers, and how do you get involved?
So we are all set with our players this year, but we do need help to support the event, and we need volunteers. So go to 11daypowerplay.com. There is plenty of opportunity. If you are a referee, we would love to have you. It's probably the hardest position we fill because it's nonstop playing around the clock. And you don't have to be an official ref. You know, you have to know how to skate and be comfortable with the rules of the game. But please join us and be a part of that. It's a great community event. Our goal this year, it's always $1 million. But we are being lofty with a goal this year. We have the opportunity to hit 10 million in 7 years. If we hit 1.6 million this year, we will have reached it. So if you can't volunteer or you're far away and you'd like to support, go to 11daypowerplay.com and there's a donate button right there to help support our community.
And the big thing is it's going on for 11 days. So you probably know, what they really need is people coming in and Mike, you would know this, cheering people on at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really kind of cool when the bar's empty at 4 a.m. and people come out. I mean, you saw that when you were playing there.
Yeah, it was so fun. When we did the round the clock with just the 40 players, folks would show up at 3, 4 a.m. And it just gives you a little bit more energy. It's fun, and even if there's a couple of people cheering you on, it's always a difference than skating around for for 3-4 hours at a time with gets a little lonely out there in the middle of the night.
Yeah. And you're talking about referees as well. Even just regular leagues sometimes are having problems coming up with, you know, referees to fill slots. So don't feel bad about that. But if you have a referee, even somebody who's in their 70s or 80s, if they still have the eyesight, if they can still skate, Mike, that might be you. When are you going to go from playing to referee? Not now. Talking 30 or 40 years from now.
30 or 40 years from now, yeah. But I still have a few years in me.
Let's talk about the personal side of it. Why did you guys start this 7 years ago now?
Well, 14 years ago, I was diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer. And, you know, I had a clinical trial that was available to me at Roswell Park that I was able to, you know, be a part of. And I am convinced that saved my life. And we really wanted other people that were faced with cancer to have opportunities like that. You know, all cancers are important to us, mm-hmm. and we want to support immunotherapy because that's going to change the future of cancer care. And, you know, 80% of the proceeds go to Roswell Park for cancer research. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that, but also support families going through it.
And Mike, your mother as well, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, my mom passed in 16. There was no form of treatment for her or able to save her life. So that was obviously a driving force for us to continue. But, you know, as Amy said, immunotherapy, cell therapy was 15 years ago was relatively new. Now it's cutting edge. And a lot of that research was done right in our backyard. And we want to continue to support that in any way we can because it's so important. It improves people's lives. It extends people's lives and it saves people's lives. Excuse me. And also, you know, Make-A-Wish and Camp Good Days and Oshai right. Children's Hospital are the other beneficiaries that are very well deserving. You see it firsthand, and if you ever get a chance to go to Camp Good Days or see a wish happen, it's life-changing, to be honest. And it drives us.
If anybody knows college hockey, they know Mike played at Fredonia. Did you guys meet at Fredonia or not? Or
no,
did
after
you go?
School.
No, after school.
Yeah.
So, Mike, when you're on the ice at Fredonia, picture this junior or senior. Did you ever think that you're going to raise like close to $10 million later on in your life? And it all started because of a stick and a puck.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know, we say this all the time. We're convinced this couldn't happen in just any other city.
Right.
Buffalo is Buffalo. Buffalo is a huge hockey town. We got the Sabres coming back. Next year we're going to be in the playoffs. I'm calling it right now. But it does only happen in certain circumstances. You know, you have to have a drive. You have to have a reason. And we've talked about those reasons. But it's also a hockey event, and it's a hockey town. So it's our community that supports this. It's not just two people running it. It's really the whole community.
11daypowerplay.com is the website. In need of volunteers, in need of referees. Mike and Amy Lezakowski, thank you so much for doing what you do. I could go for 5 more minutes, but you got to go in another station now. So thanks, and we'll see you in late June and early July there.
Great
Thanks,
to see
Tom.
You.
I can't imagine what your July 4th is always like. After 12 days or whatever, 11 days at the Lecom Center, you must like July 4th, just lay by the pool, nothing else.
That's what we do.
No hockey. Much. No hockey.
Yeah, yeah. People knocking on the door. Hey, here's another donation. Yeah, we'll take that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
850 Wood at Star Wood at 2 Points.